Welcome back to Raised in the Shaw. I'm your host, Joel Clayfish. You're listening to 101 FM WAUK 540 AM The Shaw. This is Raised in the Shaw with me, Joel Clayfish, coming to you from the Fishbowl in downtown Waukesha, 217 Wisconsin Avenue, WAUK's Fishbowl.
I find it very, very easy to be true. I find myself alone when each day is through. Yes, I'll admit that I'm a fool for you, because you're mine. I walk the line.
Sometimes Marines get offended. Marine is a Marine is a Marine, right?
Yes.
And an Air Force is airman, Army is soldier.
As sure as night is dark and day is light, I keep you on my mind both day and night. And happiness I've known proves that it's right, because you're mine. I walk the line.
I will give you some credit.
That's not horrible. But obviously that portion of your life made an indelible impact on you and what you did when you came back.
Correct. I mean, for the most part, most people that join the military, regardless of branch, you know, I joke around, you know, because Marines are, in fact, the most obnoxious branch, and I will admit that. But we, you know, we always...
Only a Marine can say that, by the way.
And we take pride in it. But we, you know, we joke around, mess with each other. But the reality is that we pick on each other the way that brothers pick on each other. And every single person that ever joins the military does it because they want to serve their country. And that concept of service is something that never leaves. So whether it's, you know, helping other people hunt, especially right now during, during this time of inflation, I haven't purchased meat in over 2 years. Do you know how much money that is saving me? It helps people, you know, teaching people how to use a firearm and being their own first line of defense. It helps people. And seeing others, and Joel, I'm sure you get the satisfaction from watching me do this. When I came to you, I'm like, hey, man, I'm new to Wisconsin. Can you, you know, take me hunting? And I've been hunting ever since. This is an impact that you made for me when I first moved here, and nobody wanted to show me the ropes. And I'm just like, well, where do I go? Like, do I go to, you know, do I go to the Fox River Lake and shoot at ducks? Thankfully, I went to you, because otherwise I'd probably be in jail.
Thankfully, you knew that you do not go to the Fox River and just shoot at ducks, Mario. You mentioned something that I'm going to take. I was very blessed in my life to spend 14 years in the Wisconsin legislature, and I had more than 100 bills signed into law that affect the lives of every man, woman, and child in this state. And there were some real fantastic things we did.
You are kind of awesome, Joel. Yeah. I'll give you that.
Wow. Thank you. I appreciate that. There were some really great things that I did, but I always tell my children, the only legacy you're going to leave in this world is what you teach people, what you show people. Because when you're dead and gone, it does not matter what you do. Only 5 or 6 people end up on a dollar bill.
You said that to me like it's inevitably going to be soon. I hope.
Well, I certainly hope not. But, you know, I certainly hope it's not going to be soon. But when you leave this earth, all you really leave, the only legacy you really leave, is what you teach people. And they go on living and pass that to the next generation or someone else. And it doesn't have to be generational because, you know, you're a millennial. I'm Gen X. So that's not that far generation-wise separate from each other. But that is something that I care very deeply in doing, is leaving the legacy of hunting and fishing and cooking to people who are from this state and who are going to enjoy it in this state, because this is a hidden treasure as far as the United States is concerned. And as long as it's a hidden treasure that we who utilize it in this state understand, then it's to our benefit.
As long as people from Illinois aren't listening to your radio program, it will stay a hidden gem.
Well, and no offense to our friends from Illinois. But
I meant offense, Joel.
Yeah, I don't doubt that you do, but we do have some very great opportunities. And you know, another thing that people so often overlook is the fact that we're nestled between the Great Lakes and the Mississippi and have more inland lakes than any state in the country. And we've got compacts with, Michigan to fish the Mississippi and hunt the Mississippi. This Wisconsin really is a treasure. And to hear from someone like you who's new to hunting in Wisconsin, who's a veteran, who has embraced it in the way you have, and now not only are you a veteran utilizing the conservation of the state of Wisconsin, you're passing it on.
You know what, Joe, you're right. I, too, am awesome.
What is the best experiences that you've had in the outdoors? Is it starting and being part of some of these veterans' hunts?
Oh my God, yes. It's like I mentioned, the camaraderie is without a doubt the best part. But we aren't together like the entire time. Sometimes I'm out in the blind for a few hours enjoying nature. It's very therapeutic. It's my own personal free therapy at that. I get so much value from it, and I've hunted in different places. It's nowhere near as great as it is in Wisconsin. I think a lot of that has to do with, one, the culture here, because so many people hunt here in Wisconsin that it essentially creates a net, like a support group of people that are interested in the same thing, and they're constantly trying to help each other. Every single time I get in a conversation with some of my coworkers that also hunt, oh man, we'll start talking about best methods. Like, oh man, what you want to do is, let a doe pee on you. I'm like, whoa, that's kind of weird. But then I find out that you could buy it at the store and, not get too close to a doe. But, we start trading all these tips and like, this has worked for me. And, and it's a little complicated when you go without a support group, because you just think, oh, I'm going to go on the woods. Something's going to come out and I'm going to shoot it. Well, then you start learning, okay, the wind has a lot to do with, what I'm doing. I've got to play the wind so that they don't smell me. I've got to dress appropriately because it's cold in the winter. And you got to make sure that your booze container is always stocked. So there's a lot that goes to it other than just going out into the woods and, crossing your fingers.
What do we do about the folks out there? I mean, you had talked about the Latino community and some of the barriers to understanding firearms with language barriers. What do we do to encourage members of Wisconsin and members of minority communities or communities in the state of Wisconsin who
walk the line
to make them feel welcome to the outdoors and hunting?
Exposure. This is something that I've noticed that has been something that is of high demand in these communities. Exposure. Just kind of like what you did with me. You brought your little Mexican friend over deer hunting, and now I'm hooked.
And now you're teaching courses on how to properly handle firearms, which is the first, definitely.
You've got a way to keep me on your side.
First-time hunter programs.
You give me calls for love that I can't hide.
For
you, I know I'd even try to turn the tide.
Anybody who's never had
because you're mine,
the woods can utilize
I walk the line.
What that means is they do not need to take a hunter safety course before they go out. You go out with a mentor who understands the safety and is cognizant of it, and you can harvest your first animal and take it from field to table without ever
I
having to take a
course.
Watch
now, on
most
this
people
heart
who
of mine.
That fall in
I
love
keep
with
my eyes wide
and
open all the time.
Like
I
it is
keep
mine.
The
Thank
ends
you for listening,
out
everybody.
For the tide that binds.
This is Race in the
because
Shop. Joel Clayfish. We'll see you next time.
I walk the line because you're mine. I walk
that's
the
it.
Line.
That was
dumb.
That's
my
mom. Hi.
I forgot. I cannot go.